In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There's a memorable legend about a great Franciscan brother, Saint Francis himself. One day he informed his brothers in the monastery that he was going into the nearby village on a preaching mission. So he invited one of the young Franciscans to accompany him. On their way into the village, the two of them passed an injured man along the road. Saint Francis stopped and took care of that injured man and arranged for further medical care for him. As they entered the village, Saint Francis and that young monk came upon a homeless man lying there by the gate to the village. The man was near starvation. Again, Francis stopped, knelt down, gave the man some food. So it went through the day. Francis lovingly caring for many people, as many people as he could. Until the sun was setting in the west and evening was coming on, he told the young monk who was walking with him that it was time for them to return to the monastery for evening prayer. That's when the monk said this to Francis: "Father, you said we were coming to the village to bring the gospel to the people." Francis smiled at the young man and he said, "My young friend, that's what we've been doing all day long." Several years ago, one of the beautifully faithful members of this congregation apologized for not having been in church that Sunday. She told me that on Sunday morning, her neighbor's husband, an elderly gentleman, was rushed to the hospital by ambulance. And she felt that she should go over there and sit with her neighbor until the neighbor's daughter got here from Pennsylvania. I remember telling that member of this congregation that it's one thing to come to church and hear the gospel, but it's another thing altogether to do the gospel. Amen. In the book of Acts that Deacon Roger read just several minutes ago, Saint Luke writes this: "Widows were being neglected in the daily care by the disciples. So several of the disciples called the whole group of disciples together and said, 'It's not right that we neglect the care of so many around us.' So they chose a number of people among the 12 who were known to be filled with the gifts of the Holy Spirit and put them in charge of caring for the widows and others in need." This evening, Deacon Ansel, this evening God is calling you to be among us to help serve the people of this congregation and to do God's work with us here in this neighborhood. There's an old tradition that I'm familiar with at William and Mary College in Williamsburg, Virginia. At the annual homecoming weekend every year, many of the returning alumni wear white jackets. This includes former graduates who have gained high positions, college and company presidents, and state governors and U.S. congressmen and congresswomen, and senators and other professional leaders, why do they wear white jackets to homecoming? Well, they wear white jackets to show that they, in their years on that campus of William and Mary, were among the many students at the college who had to help earn their way through school by waiting on tables in the college dining room. The white jackets, in other words, symbolized that they served others. Well, Deacon Ansel, we now look forward to you serving others with us here at Epiphany Church in this 21st century. Deacons may no longer be waiters, but they do continue to serve others here with the love of God in Jesus Christ. If you're here this evening, or if you're watching out there online somewhere across Baltimore or in one of the counties, many of you already know that I'm very fond of things British. So I close with this little story about Queen Mary, who was the current Queen Elizabeth's grandmother and reigned as Queen of England from 1910 until 1936. One day, back in those years, she was taking a walk and was suddenly caught in a rainstorm. So she quickly took shelter on the porch of a house she was passing. She knocked at the door, and she asked the woman who answered if she might loan her an umbrella. She told the lady that she would return the next day with the umbrella. The queen had deliberately disguised herself with a rather large hat that covered part of her face, and she was also wearing some very plain clothing that day. Well, the woman was reluctant to give this stranger at the door one of her good umbrellas, so she offered her an old umbrella that she got from the shed out in the yard. One of the ribs in the umbrella, those metal things, you know, was broken, and there were several holes in the umbrella. She apologized for its condition and then sent the woman on her way. Well, the next day she had another visitor knocking at her door, a man with gold braid on his uniform and an envelope in his hand. He said to the lady, "Queen Mary sent me with this letter and also asked me to thank you personally for loaning her your umbrella." Well, the woman was startled and she started to cry. And she said to the messenger from the palace, "What an opportunity I missed that I did not give her my best." Deacon Ansel, we have seen your best in this past year. We have seen your best as you have been among us here at Epiphany. And as we install you in a moment onto the staff of this church, we pray God's blessings on you, and we look forward to working together with you and our other deacons, knowing full well that with you, the best is yet to come. Amen. Amen. Amen.